Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and we're coming to you this morning from Here's going to be meeting with a whole bunch of foodies, as you folks probably know from Facebook. We've got a whole crew coming in. They'll be straggling in here in the next half hour or so as the show progresses, and hopefully if everything's working. We're having some technical difficulties this morning, but I hope that my sidekick is calling in from Florida. Hey, Aaron, good morning. You there?
What up, Maine? Yeah, I'm here. How's it going,
man?
In old Annapolis?
It's going so far so good. Look, we lost you. Hang on a second. We're dropping calls here. You still there with me?
Yeah, I'm just still here.
Oh, my God. It's going to be doing this the whole show. By the way, folks, if you're listening for the first time, don't be surprised. This is what happens on Blog Talk Radio. We have technical difficulties, but we may be dropping calls off and on during the day. But right now, Aaron, you're still with me, right?
Yeah, man, I'm still here.
It says you're on Blog Talk Radio Studio. We are aware of the issues of voice dropouts on your studio, but please stand by. We're working on it. Okay, well, I hope they get it fixed before our show's over with. But anyway, as I was saying, we're here in Annapolis, and all these foodies get together, I guess about once a quarter, and they bring in all kinds of tasty foods. We've got all kinds of crazy things going on. We have Dan, the oyster man. He's making oyster stew over here by the stove. Hey, Dan, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Can you hear him, Aaron?
What was that?
I heard some weird noise, and I couldn't tell if it was a human being or not, but that's typically how Dan sounds anyway, so.
Well, Dan's over at the stove making oysters, famous oyster stew, and hold on, let's go walk over and see what Dan's putting in his oyster stew. Dan, what kind of stew are you making here?
Oyster stew, of course.
what's special about this oyster stew?
Lots of oysters. Lots of salty oysters.
Is this a special Southern recipe?
It is. It's my favorite recipe from Miss Paula Dean.
All right. Paula Dean. All right. We love Paula.
We have butter to go in it, too.
We have lots of butter to go in it. All right, Aaron. You hearing us okay?
Yeah, I hear everything fine.
All right. I hear you're fine. So what's going on in Florida while I'm trying to figure out how to make this thing work? Hello, Aaron.
What? Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Hold on a second. I'm having problems. Can you hear me now, Aaron?
Yes, I can.
Okay. How's it going in Florida? This is not working real well.
It's going pretty good, man. I was actually informed a little while ago that there was some cook-off around the corner from my house, and was asked if I was going to be attending. So how am I going to be attending a cook-off that I don't even know is there?
And what is it? A kick-off?
Some kind of cook-off. Barbecue cook-off somewhere around the corner from my house that I had no idea about.
Well, take on your paleo dishes and just go. And once you go over there, you broadcast from the cook-off, and I'll broadcast from over here from the Friends with Food, Food with Friends deal.
Yeah, it just goes to show how in the know I am in my own town.
Yes, you are. I think we've got a call in. Let's see. I believe we've got someone calling in already this morning. Good morning. Who's calling in? I think this might be the Czar Man. Is this the Czar Man?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Where are you, Czar? You're supposed to be here at the Annapolis get-together.
Hey, you know, let me tell you, the Czar left Paris, France this morning. I was in Bordeaux doing a competition, and I got on my magic carpet, and I got into the HOV lane, and the air traffic controllers kicked me out of the HOV lane, confiscated all my Bordeaux. I finally get across the Atlantic, and I'm cruising. I'm making my way down here, and I hit some wind pocket right over a goddamn Walmart and kicked me and sent me in the wrong direction, and I'm still on my way here. But I should be there soon.
Well, we'll keep the light on for you over here in Annapolis whenever you do make it. Are you bringing wine? Because I'm going to need it by the time this show's over.
I am bringing wine. I got wine. They didn't take all of my wine, so I do have wine in tow, and I even brought you some reds. I know you don't like the whites, so I brought you some reds. When I get there, I'll call back, and we can talk about wine. So hang tight, and I'll see you in a few.
All right, Czar, we'll see you in a few. We also were supposed to have the Jersey-style food news girl here, but she's actually trapped right now on the New Jersey Turnpike. There was a major accident on the Turnpike, and she's not here and may not even show up. Last time I heard, there was a tractor trailer on the Turnpike at Exit 6, and she's been sitting in traffic for the last 3 hours. So we may not have our food news girl here either. But anyway, Aaron, it's you and me right now. You still there?
I'm still here. It sounds like this Annapolis trip has been a whole lot of fun already.
Oh, yeah, just having a blast. Wish you could be here. But in case you lose me, just remember, keep talking because your light is on.
Yeah, as long as one of us is here, I think the show could still be okay. I'll have a good time filling dead air.
Well, my light is on, but no one's ever at home. I'm going to take a little break here, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. You see if I can make some changes here to get us a little bit better audio, and we'll take a little break, and I'll be back here in just a few. If I can get the ads to work, that'll be part of the problem here. Hang on.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Fans, check out Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. Get yourself a Big Green Egg just like I have. And I have to tell you, Aaron, since I've had the Big Green Egg finally put together and making food, the neighbors are raving. They actually believe I know how to barbecue now.
Hey, it's crazy how much that thing makes you want to cook. I can't.
Isn't it?
I'm gonna have to break down and go get one.
Well, we're working on that. But I'm telling you, it makes it easy, that's for sure. All you got to do is add the spices, crank up the lighter, and it does the rest for you.
Well, yours, it's electric start on yours?
No, I don't have the electric. They gave me some fire starters, but I didn't get the electric.
Yeah, I use little fire starters and the lump coal that is in there. There are some lump coals that are better than others. But yeah, man, I mean, you inspired me, and that's what forced me to have to do the, mahi this week, which I did my mahi on my ceramic cooker.
Right.
And, dude, it makes you really enjoy going out and firing up the grill.
Well, I'm turning into a master. It makes it pretty easy. So if you don't know how to grill, or if you do, the Big Green Egg will just make you better. So check out biggreenegg.com www.ZipDeals.com. Get yourself one. Just punch in your zip code. It'll take you to a dealer near you. And I am amazed. And I can be probably one of the few people that you can believe, because I wasn't that great of a griller, and now it's made my stuff super duper. So get yourself one today. I'm going to take another break. What I'm going to do is, since we're having some audio problems here, I'm going to have some of our guests here call in. I'm going to take a little brief musical break, and everybody hang tight. Don't go anywhere. And I'm going to play a little, let's see, Bo Porter, Don't Do It, because that's the only song I can get to cue up right now, and I'll be right back.
Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you, or right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? Love to you was just a game. I wish I'd known that before I gave you my name. The game's all over, so what'll we do? I ain't leaving, baby, how about you? Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you, we're right from the start. But why you wanna break my heart? You laughed at me and called me names. Told everyone I'm the one to blame. Even said you don't love me no more. But don't you walk out that door. Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? Why you wanna break my heart? Why you wanna break my heart?
And we are back. Eric, you there? I completely disappeared and fell off the map.
Well, I was just about to jump in and say, I don't think you're making it back from the song, so I'm glad you're still here with us.
Yep, I made it back. I completely just fell off the face of the earth, but we're back, and we're, like I said earlier, we're broadcasting from Annapolis, Maryland, at the Friends with Food, Food with Friends, whatever way you want to call it here at Donna Frenchwald and Tommy's house, and we got a whole crew of people coming here with all kinds of good foods. And one of the people we've got here is one of the guests today. She's a blog writer, and she's also a writer for a local magazine, so food writer for a local magazine. And her name is Sharon Watkins. And if I can get everything to work here right, we might have Sharon here on the phone here with us. Hey, Sharon, you there?
I am. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, we hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show. Sorry, our little it's not working here, so we're having everybody call in from the party here. But we wanted to have you on because I understand that you have a website called simplygourmet.com, and want everybody to kind of hear about your website and tell a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. I started my blog 2.5 years ago. I was a food photographer, and I had moved from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I needed a place for my clients to kind of see my work and know that I was still taking pictures of food. And over the course of a year, it kind of turned into more of a food writing blog. And then I was diagnosed with celiac disease, which is the gluten intolerance, and I decided to basically do most of my recipes being gluten-free. So that's kind of the essence of Simply Gourmet is learning to bake gluten-free. But there's a lot of naturally gluten-free recipes that I post on there as well. Like a pasta dish, I would just use gluten-free pasta. So it's not all baked goods. It's a combination of vegetarian meat dishes and things like that.
And by the way, everybody who's listening, the today at the party, everyone is supposed to be bringing food that is gluten-free. And I don't know, I brought corn. Is that gluten-free, Sharon?
Yes, that's perfect. All vegetables are gluten-free, so those are always safe choices if you're invited somewhere or if you have friends come over. But and I appreciate that, Grillion, because I actually love corn.
Yeah, I had to go out and pick the corn before I got here, but I brought a couple dozen ears of corn. I thought it was gluten-free. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. Yeah,
so
and I actually brought some – what?
What do you do for them?
Yeah, I think we lost Grillion.
Oh, did we lose Grillion?
We did. We lose him from time to time. But
okay.
So I think what I think he was wanting you to do was I think he wanted you to tell everybody about, you know, some of the recipes. What are some of your favorite recipes that you have that are on Simply Gourmet, and what kind of things that should someone expect, you know, when starting to try a gluten-free type of diet?
Well, generally when someone comes to me and they say, oh, I just found out that I need to eat gluten-free, where do I start? Where do I go? And baking from scratch with gluten-free is a little bit more difficult than just baking a regular cake with normal flour. So oftentimes I'll recommend, why don't you go and buy a cake mix that's a gluten-free cake mix. Start with that. Get the general sense of, like, even the batter is completely different than a regular recipe that would have a non-gluten-free base to it. So there's some things that you have to familiarize yourself with. You almost have to reprogram the way that you cook and the way that you bake.
Yeah.
And so for me, I love all the variety of flours. There's oatmeal flour, there's millet, there's teff. I mean, all of these flours that generally you don't hear about. But in gluten-free baking, we have a chance to incorporate all of those flours into our cakes, our cookies, our donuts, whatever we choose to make. So some of the things on my blog that I love, I have some great cookie recipes out there, and I try to stick with basics, like a basic multigrain pancake recipe. I make this all the time. My kids love it. It incorporates anywhere from 5 to 6 different flours. It's very healthy. I make an applesauce cake, which, again, is gluten-free, but it incorporates 3 or 4 different flours. So I kind of feel like at times I'm a scientist trying to mix all the different blends and the flavors and things like that. But, you know, I always...
That's actually a good thing that you mentioned is, you know, there was a time when we did some gluten-free, but also diabetic-friendly, which is...
Right, and a lot of people... go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of along those same lines of, you become a scientist trying to figure out ways to eliminate regular white flour and what can you do different, and almond flour becomes something, and, you know, wheat flour becomes, so it's a lot of, but it, well, except for the gluten-free, we're not using wheat flour, but, yeah. So it's one of those things
you
kind of become a scientist trying to change and learn new recipes and ways to cook.
Right, and what I tell people is practice makes perfect. I know that we hear that in a lot of different avenues and venues that we work in and even in our hobbies, but really with the gluten-free, you can get frustrated after you make something and it fails the first time. You really have to go back and just try again. And I have gotten to where I can take almost any recipe out there. I'll have friends come to me and say, you know, here's my grandmother's recipe for this and this. How do I make it gluten-free? And I will help them, and I will teach them how to convert that. But once you figure out the ratios, because a lot of gluten-free baking has to do with ratios, like the flours versus the starches and the binding ingredients and stuff, then it's almost like a light bulb goes off and you're thinking, okay, I can convert this, and usually it turns out perfect every time. So, but in the beginning, I would say practice makes perfect, and don't give up, and don't get frustrated. But definitely visit my blog, my fan page on Facebook, because I get questions all the time, and I'm more than willing to help answer, redirect. There's a lot of gluten-free sites out there that are wonderful. So,
Sharon, did I hear you say practice makes perfect?
Yes.
Well, you would think after 2 years of doing this show, I'd have a lot of practice to make it perfect, and I'm still having to screw up, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, we'll forgive you this time. Brilliant.
Well, I missed all that interview, but I assumed that you guys carried on without me, right?
No, yes,
we actually sat here in dead air. We didn't speak at all the entire time. But
we played the quiet game. Kind of,
what is your favorite, all-time favorite, gluten-free recipe that you have on your blog?
My all-time favorite gluten-free is the streusel blueberry muffins. I love blueberries, and I found this recipe, and I just had to convert it, and it took me about 3 or 4 tries. Again, there you go, practicing's perfect. And I was able to develop a very moist, full, and the crumble topping on top, the streusel topping, is just absolutely awesome. So when I have family members or people and friends come in from town, that's the first thing they request are those blueberry muffins first thing in the morning. They're wonderful, fresh out of the oven. So that would be my my top recipe.
My mouth is literally watering right now.
What kind of flour do you use to make those?
Well, I use a lot of different flours, but I always start with a white rice flour or a brown rice flour base, and then I usually incorporate almond meal or almond flour. And, of course, if you have a nut allergy, then that wouldn't be the right choice for you. But then I usually supplement like an oat flour, a sogern flour, millet, usually whatever I have on hand, because as long as you get the white rice and the almond meal, the third flour I can be very flexible with. And then I end it with tapioca starch, which is kind of the balance there. So,
well, it sounds good. And, Sharon, thank you for joining us this morning here at the party and on the show. And everybody who's listening, check out her website, simplygourmet.com. Did you mention, speaking of having things in the oven, did you mention that you've got something in the oven yourself? It's ready to pop out of the oven anytime soon, right?
It is. No, I did not mention that. I had a little 25-year anniversary surprise with a new baby on its way. So I'm pleasantly 45 and pregnant. Things are going well. So
well, good for you.
It'll be my fourth one. But, no, I appreciate everyone being here today, and it's going to be so much fun to see friends and meet new friends. So
thank you for being here.
Brilliant.
Thank you for joining us. And everybody check out our website, like I said, simplygourmet.com. And look what the dog just drug in. I think the Czar Man is here. Czar Man, you have to go into the other room where Sharon is because we can't do the talking from here. But I've got the Czar Man who just walked in the door, and I want to find out what kind of wines you brought to the party. And while he's heading that way to make the phone call, we actually have another phone call coming in. And Aaron, you might know this voice. 2 years ago when I started the show, it was me at first, and then I brought in a psychic. Remember we had the Bad Boys of the Foodie Network?
Bad Boys of Food Network, yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? I think one of the bad boys is calling in. I believe this might be Mr. Christopher Trimble, as we call Christy. Good morning, Christy. No, maybe not.
I guess we don't have Christy.
But hey, we got the Jersey Style girl calling in. I lost the Christy man, so we'll get him back in a second. Is that you, Jersey Style Food News girl?
Yes, I pulled over for a second to say hello. I'm trying
Hi,
to get
Laurie.
There, guys. So, hello, Aaron. Happy anniversary,
hey,
Julian.
Where are you?
Yeah, really.
Actually, I'm at exit 2 on the turnpike, so I'm trying. I've been on the road since 7:30 this morning. There was a major accident it turned out to be exit 7. There's a 7A, then there's an exit 7. So we sat in traffic for hours and hours. But I'll tell you, I made a lot of friends in that traffic.
I bet you did. Did you tell them to listen in to Gray and Ideas Radio?
No, a lot of guys were blowing kisses at me, Grillion. Are you jealous?
Oh, boy.
They really were.
Oh, boy.
These crazy guys blowing kisses. They were doing it to everybody. They were blowing horns and waving, and yeah, it was fun.
Well, what the heck were you doing on the turnpike to make them blow kisses and blow horns? You weren't mooning people,
no,
were you?
No, kidding. Were you flashing everybody on the road?
No, it's sitting in my car. Because my hair looks good today. It's a good day. It's a hair day.
Oh, good hair day.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess what I
have to confess something, though.
What? Uh-oh.
Well, everyone knows I'm bringing hummus.
Yeah.
And I haven't eaten since I got, you know, since first thing this morning, all I had was some coffee, so I was starving.
He's been snacking on the hummus in the car. Oh, my
yes.
God.
I was snacking on the hummus in the car. So now when I see everyone, good thing I have good gum to chew because, brilliant, I'm going to give you lots of kisses, and I might smell like
oh,
garlic.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So it's time
to mute her phone, Aaron.
I brought some hummus. Don't mind the finger scoops that are out of it.
Yes, really.
Okay, good. I don't care. But
now,
listen, I'm going to head back on the road.
All right. Goodbye. Have a safe trip.
Okay.
And we'll be waiting for you.
And
we're still here. We haven't started eating yet, so bring us a little bit of hummus, could you?
No, I have plenty here to go around, so we'll all smell like garlic. And gum. I have gum to share, too.
All right, Laurie. We'll see you
okay.
in a little while.
See you in a bit. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I mentioned earlier our good buddy, and I lost connections here, but I mentioned earlier when I started the show 2 years ago, it was just me, and then I brought on a sidekick. And the sidekick, everybody knows him as Crispy, also known as his real name, Christopher Trimble. And I think we have Crispy calling in this morning. Hello, Crispy. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Brilliant Ideas Radio and Aaron.
What up, Crispy?
What's going on?
Yeah, good.
I'm in
Florida, just like Aaron. I don't know if it's sunny up his way, but it's kind of sunny here. Kind of.
It's beautiful right now. It's window down weather right now.
Well,
beautiful. Right
welcome,
now.
Welcome to our 2 year anniversary, and I thought it was appropriate since you were there when it all began to have you on our show this morning, and you know, we do hear your wonderful voice on the ads and on the intros every time we run this show every Saturday morning. We've missed you, dude. What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I've just been doing a lot of book auditions, and I just got an email, and I'm going to be producing a Russian American spy novel.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Do you do it in your Russian voice?
I don't know, but I feel like I could do it somewhat in Russian, so I'm going to have to try not to laugh when I record this, you know.
Well, congratulations.
When I think of Russian, I think of vodka.
Yeah, on Friday nights when we used to do the show on Friday nights, you started talking in Russian, and it would go from Russian to Italian to some other language, but I really wasn't sure. By the time you had a few drinks, you were talking all kinds of languages.
Yeah, that was from the potato vodka. That was all due to that that crazy bottle of that stuff. Yeah,
well,
we talked about my Craigslist dates and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How
is the Craigslist date going?
It's going. I was supposed to go on a date with a girl, and I just don't know. I don't know. The dollar menu is getting too expensive. I need like an 89-cent menu.
And you're
really
not sure if it's a girl?
I'm not sure if it's a girl or not. I talked to her on Skype, and I was like, how many packs of cigarettes do you smoke? You know, sounded
hey,
like...
Crispy. I'm just sitting
like,
here waiting for you, Crispy.
Yeah, right.
Well, Crispy, we appreciate you calling in and this morning and celebrating the 2 year anniversary with us, and you have to keep us posted with your new Russian book and how that progresses. And folks, by the way, if you're out there and you're looking for someone to do voiceover work for you or books or for websites or for advertising, this is a man to do it. In fact, Christian, I'm such a nice guy. I think I'll play your ads. Everybody knows how to get in contact with you. And come back and see us. You're always welcome to come back on the Great Ideas Radio show anytime.
Awesome.
Way,
I wanted to add,
say,
whoops, I wanted
on
to add one more thing.
What?
I also started doing business podcasting for businesses, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great way to have to captivate new customers, and it's free content for employees to listen to. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
What did you used to say? Awesome.
Awesome.
Before you place your ad,
Yeah. I just wanted to say the new website is fantastic. Awesome job. That's all I wanted to
That's
say.
That's all. You done?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if Blog Talk fell in the toilet or what happened.
It probably did, but I was actually trying to tell you that your new website is awesome, and then I'm
Oh,
done.
Thank you.
And that's why I should have done the segue to the ad, but I couldn't push the button quick enough. So anyway, Christy, thanks for joining us. Everybody check out ChristopherTremble.com. And we're going to be back in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play a song, and then we'll be bringing on the wine czar so you can tell us what we're having to drink at the party here. Sounds like we already are drinking. Everybody
wine.
Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Won't have to relearn how to two-step. Make myself some rough and rowdy friends. Starting wearing fading Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in while you're searching through the rack for a John Deere hat. Mama, feel my head for it's always been. I'll be singing along with the cold one in my hand. It's cool being country again. Won't have to give up golf and take up fishing or de-citify my southern fried accent. Y'all, forget myself a dog to ride on my toolbox.
You're on tap. What you got up your sleeve?
Hey, bud.
Welcome to the
How
show.
Are you?
Aaron, how are you, my brother?
Good, brother. You know, how you doing, man? Glad you finally made it to the show.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's like, and I finally get here, and of course the gate to her community is closed, so I can't get in.
You know what? Is the world trying to send you a message? See, the interstate was closed. The gate was closed. I don't know. It seems like you're pattern here, Brian.
I don't know. I just don't know. You know, you thought that there wasn't enough of the czar to go around, and now it doesn't seem like anybody wants the czar. So, what can I do? You know, hey buddy, Aaron. You know, this of course Lori is stuck in traffic, and God knows where she is right now. If she were here, the only thing that would have been more perfect would have been to have you here as well.
I wish I could make what. One of these quarters, I'm going to make that trip.
Yeah. But, you know, I was thinking about you all the way up and says, man, I wish Aaron were here. Because then everything would be complete. But anyway, let's talk about that.
Anyway,
what did I
bring? Are you done kissing up to Aaron? What kind of wine do you have in your bag?
Hey, Brothers Bond, you, my friend, are another story. So, but brothers, brothers bond. This is not killing up. This is just brothers bonding.
All in one room, everybody would pick on him so much that he might cry. That's what he knows.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
So, what did I bring? Well, you know, the theme was basically crabs, shrimp, oysters. So, of course, I brought a lot of white wine, and I know you don't like white wine, so I brought some reds for you, too. But I brought some classic whites that I really like with seafood. I think about crab. It's rich, got a sweetness to it. And so I brought some nice, crisp whites to go along with that. We've got Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand.
Sorry.
And we have a Pinot Grigio from the north of Italy in Alto Adige, which is the far north region up against the Austrian border. And then we go across the Austrian border, and I brought a Grüner Veltliner, which is a very unique
you
grape.
You brought a what?
Grüner what? Grüner Veltliner.
Okay.
Say that three times fast, Grill.
You brought
I thought we. I thought we. The Grüner Wiener. I thought we switched to a porn show there for a second.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the other show we do.
Anyway, I have to ask the question, Brian. Wait, I have to ask the question. When you're given the names of these wines, you know how I am on my expensive wines. Just give us an idea. What's the cost of each one of these wines? Because you know, you're a high roller. I'm sure these are more than $1.99 Big Kahuna wines, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, everything I brought is, you know, I would say some are under 10 and some are between 10 and 15.
Well, that's not so bad.
You know, so that's, you know, that's kind of average,
well, how,
you know, for
how much
for
is the, wiener
the,
wine?
The more serious wine drinker, huh?
Well, how much is the wiener wine?
It'll probably run you about $11.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Mind
I mean,
me.
The,
I'm sorry.
The basic retail. Yeah,
I really was
the last
hoping.
White, huh?
I'm sorry, but I really was hoping that you had brought a good Pinot Grigio. I had to hear about it because that is overall my all-time favorite wine is a Pinot Grigio. That's my. I could drink every day, all day with just about any meal.
Well, you would really love this one because this one's from Alto Adige. Like I said, it's all the way north in Italy, up against the Austrian border. And for me, it's what exemplifies Pinot Grigio in its real form. They are very crisp. They have lots of good acidity to them and lots of good, great minerality. And for me, if I want to show someone what Pinot Grigio is really like, that's the kind of Pinot Grigio I want someone to taste. You know, a lot of people in this country drink domestic Pinot Grigios or Pinot Grigios from other warmer climate areas, and they can be rather sweet, actually, but this is very crisp, very dry, very clean.
but I think you really would enjoy it. And when you get up here, I will make sure that we enjoy a bottle of Pinot Grigio together.
I like where your head's at. I'm down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Brian, I lost track there again. But so this Pinot Grigio, I heard you say it comes from the northern part of Italy. Do you have anything from America?
Actually, I almost brought something from the North Fork of Long Island by way of Brooklyn. But then I thought maybe people wouldn't be into rosé, and so I just decided to leave the rosé at home. The last two wines, the last white is from Sicily. It's called Grillo. Actually, it's a grape that they think may be origins in Greece, hence the name Grillo. And then I brought a red from Tuscany and a red from a region called Lombardia, and that's kind of right next to Piemonte, where there are a lot of famous wines coming from, like Barolo and Barbaresco and Barbera and the white wine Gavi.
Barbera?
But no, I didn't bring anything. I didn't bring anything from America.
Those are the people who made the Flintstones, right? Hanna Barbera?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hanna Barbera. Wait, but you know what? I did bring something from America.
Bring
something from America. And it's something that you tried to throw me under the bus for about a month back or so because you figured I was just completely drunk. I brought the Pritchard's whiskey from Tennessee.
All right. Now we're talking.
Let me tell you something. Can all have a little sip together.
I did bring something
from America.
Okay, well, then that's cool. All right, Brian, we're going to take another break. I'm still having some audio issues here. I hope everyone can hear on the radio. And we're going to be bringing on our hostess for the mostest, Donna French Wild, since she's hosting this party here for us and allowing us to also be here today. And we're going to take a little break. And, you know, since you guys like to pick on me, I figure I'd play a little Elvis Treat Me Nice. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes, and we'll be talking to Donna French Wild. Everybody hang tight.
Take care. Bye-bye.
If you don't bring me wrong, don't you hear what kiss me wrong? Kiss me twice, treat me nice. I know that you need to keep on dignity. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna breathe. If you don't want me to be cold and dry, treat me nice. Make me feel at home. If they get to really care, scratch my back and run your pretty thing through my head. For you know I'll be your slave. If you have me to, but if you don't behave, I can walk right out on you. If you want my love and take my mind, treat me nice. Make me feel at home. If they get to really care, scratch my back and run your pretty man through my head. Well, you know I'll be the same if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I walk right out on you. If you want my love to take my mind, treat me nice.
Treat me nice, treat me nice, treat me nice.
Treat me nice,
treat me nice, treat me nice.
If you really want my love, then treat me nice.
And we're back, and that was an oldie moldie. Actually, it's by Jim Anderson, who impersonates Elvis, and it's called Treat Me Nice. And
Treat Me Nice there, Aaron, but tell me a little bit about your paleo diet before we get Donna on here. How's the paleo diet going? Still everything looking good?
Oh, yeah, it's going well, man. Keeping it strong. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, I try to continuously post. And it's more for myself that I post the photos of what I'm doing, and it's to help keep me motivated. I think if I share each meal with other people, it helps me keep myself in check, you know. But man, the things that I've been going through this week, you know, all the steak and the pork, but the big winner has been the mahi with the grilled vegetables that I then took off the grill and sauteed with bacon. And Donna yesterday posted a picture of, I guess it was like a salmon potato cake that she made. With poached egg, and it looked great, but because it was a potato cake, it wasn't necessarily something that you have as paleo, which then got me thinking, hey, man, I miss crab cakes. I miss those fish cakes and those kind of things with a good breakfast. I miss that. But there's not really a way to make them because you don't want breadcrumbs, you don't want potatoes, you don't want those things as far as paleo goes. So on my way home yesterday, just driving in the car, I came up with a recipe, and I made myself mahi cakes this morning. There's no bread, there's no breadcrumbs, there's no flour, there's none of that. It was I literally used chopped up mushrooms and ground up almonds for what's served as my breading.
Did it work?
Together. Oh yeah, it was fantastic. It was probably, if I'd used lump crab, it would have been the best crab cake I'd ever had. But it literally was like the best fish cake like that I've ever had.
And all that was still good on the diet, right?
Yeah, it's still perfect because it was I chopped up the leftover mahi that I had, added chopped up bell peppers, onions, a little bit of jalapeno, chopped spinach, mushrooms, and then almond. And that was really all that was in it. And then, an egg to hold it together, but that was really all that was in it. I fried the thing up and put a poached egg on top with a little hollandaise sauce and some bacon on the side, and man, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I do love your photographs on Facebook. I did see Lenora. She has a craving for cookies. I don't know what you're doing about that, but I know she was looking.
I'm doing absolutely nothing about that, actually. One of the things that I try to do is really try not to do anything that makes me think about cookies or donuts or cakes. So I don't even want to try to think about trying to come up with a paleo cookie.
I was going to say, you come up with a paleo cookie, dude. It has to be bacon in it, I assume. But yeah, you need to work on that.
Sure.
Who's complaining about cookies?
Yeah, I don't think it's really paleo if it's a cookie. You know, it's one of those things. I just don't think it works out that way. She mentioned the other day that you need to treat people who are around you properly, treat them right, treat them with respect, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. Like cookies.
That's true.
And so we know that she is she's been kind of down in the dumps about missing her cookies.
Oh well, she'll get over it. Well, I wanted to have the guest of honor and the lady who's running this whole show, her and her husband Tommy here in Annapolis, and wanted to have her on the show, Donna French Wild, if you folks know her from Facebook. She's the one that started this whole thing that these people meet about once a quarter, and they bring in all kinds of cool foods. And as you heard, the wines that Brian's bringing in, we've got steamed crabs, we got shrimp, we got oyster stew, we got corn. I don't even know what else is here, but there's some hummus showing up here later on the New Jersey Turnpike. But Donna, we wanted to have you on the show and say welcome for being on here and letting us come to your house for another great party. And I wanted to have you on so you can tell everybody how this whole party deal worked out with all these foodie friends getting together. When did it start? How long ago?
Well, like you, Grill, it's been almost 2 years for us now. It started because of my love of cooking, and I wanted someone to cook with, someone to kind of chop and dice and say, hang out in the kitchen with me. It's funny, I have a daughter who loves to eat but never wanted to cook with me. So I'm one day thinking, you know, maybe I read so many blogs. Let me check and see if people are like me and they would like to maybe have someone else to help them cook or to learn from. And although I didn't know how to cook, what I really, my main thing was wanting to learn new techniques. I thought, well, you know, I like to learn how to chop like a chef or, you know, how to use my herbs and spices a little better. So I just got on Facebook, of course, and typed in Maryland blogs. I started from there and found some that I was thought were great and made contact with the blog owners and invited them, and that's kind of how we got started. And now we have people who, from Pennsylvania, Linda Weishert, who was unable to make it today, has a great blog, and she comes from Pennsylvania every time. And we have Greg Blanton, who comes from Rome, Georgia, and he's a fantastic caterer there. He comes. We've had Adrian from Canada. Has not gotten here yet, but she is an award-winning barbecue, big-time winner, and one of the Kentucky Barbecue Cook-Offs is part of our group. Linda Greenwood from Italy has been here teaching us how to make pasta. So the list just goes on and on. I wish I could just sit here and mention everyone because they're all so important to me.
How many are in the total group?
Well, we have 15 real, very active members, and we've had more. People have had to leave for whatever reason. And I have a waiting list, and I think that is just the greatest thing in the world. You know, people saying, you know, if someone can't come anymore, please let me know so I can come. And we had a new member that was going to be here today, but her boss has her kind of busy right now, her boss being President Obama, so I have no idea where she is.
Oh,
can't get in
touch with her. Who knows what those folks are doing?
Well, I know, and it's one of those appointed positions where I don't know where she is, but God bless her. You know, that's all I can say.
Now, I think you've got a new member, too, who's on the phone. Have you officially invited my sidekick, A-Ron?
Yes, A-Ron. I'm so excited about that. You know, and meatloaf for breakfast? Who ever heard of such a thing?
I love it.
It really is.
You inspired me this morning, by the way.
Thank you, that's what I was telling you before we came.
You totally inspired me this morning. When I saw your salmon and potato cake, I had to try to come up with a way to make a similar deal, paleo style.
And I saw that, and now I'll just. I loved it. It looked so good, and I thought, wow, you know, that is great. I have to find out a little bit more about your diet, which I will have already made a mental note, you know, to do a little research on that. Because, you know, if when you like to cook as much as I do, and that means one thing, I like to taste as well. So, you know, if I could, maybe I could definitely not use so much bread.
Letting us come in and have the show here today and inviting us to the get together. And it's a beautiful place. Sits here on the 7th in Annapolis, Maryland. And there's going to be a lot of good eating going on here a little later. And thank you very much, you and Tommy, for opening up your home for such a great get together of foodies. And Aaron, you're just going to have to hop on a plane one of these quarters and come here and enjoy the food with all these folks here in Maryland.
I'll just have to drive down to Orlando, pick up Emily Ellen and Crispy, and then we'll all have to drive up.
There you go.
Come on over, because we love it. We love there's nothing like food with friends.
That's right. Well, thank you again, Donna, and your husband, Tommy T. Hogg. I need to make sure I mentioned his nickname, Tommy T. Hogg, and we appreciate you letting us be here, and we'll keep, you know, we hope to be here every 3 months or so, so maybe we'll have to do this again next time.
Yes, we do, and the next one is going to be in December, first part of December. We're going to be celebrating a very important date then. It's going to be my birthday. I've never had a birthday party in my life.
Well,
so this is going to be quite a thing.
Well, good for you.
So plan it now. planet now.
All right.
Anyway,
well,
thank you for having me.
Thank you, and you take care. All right, everybody, we're going to take another break here and play a little music. We've got our next guest coming on, Megan Swankard is her name, and she's quite the singer, and I think you'll enjoy her music. And Aaron, I'm some audio difficulties over here, so if you disappear, the whole thing's going to be all yours again.
Yeah, you started cutting in and out on me, so yeah, it's I'm ready.
All right, well, we're going to play a little one of Megan Swankard's songs, if I can cue it up here. It's called A Token of the Wreckage, and I don't know if you folks saw that. There was a video I posted on my Facebook page of the song. It's a really cool video. If you get a chance, go to my Facebook page and watch the video. Really well done. And if everything's working right, we should have Megan here joining us here in a couple of minutes. So everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
That's a wrap. Shit half bad. Get me off to bed. Think I'm dying slightly. After a day like that, always starts out dark. Some started a bark. My head stabs like a fork. And nothing much forgiving about the way that we are. And though I've got a heart hanging around by the door, I've got grace hanging in the mirror, and I've got
I've got you. Little souvenir.
Megan Flankard, a token record, and I think I still have an audio problem. Aaron, so you may have to take over the show, but I want to let you know, can you hear me okay, Aaron?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
I had a little of that Gruner Veltliner. It's not Veltliner, it's Veltliner, that white Austria wine, and not bad, but I know the proper pronunciation now.
I know you don't like the whites, but I need you to try the Pinot Grigio because I need your opinion.
All right, I'll check it out. I'll have to let you know. Let you know later on Facebook. I have a feeling I'll be checking them all out.
I'm sure. There's no doubt.
All right, like I said a minute ago, that was Megan Slankard, and we're having some audio problems here, and hopefully I can get Megan on the phone here, but I believe she's calling in right now, and that song was called A Token of the Wreckage, and like I said earlier, if you saw the video on my website, Facebook page, it's a cool video, and let's press the button, and hopefully we have Megan joining us. Good morning, Megan. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Thank you for calling in. We're having some little issues here, but thank you for joining us this morning, and love the music. I saw the video yesterday, and I posted it on my Facebook page for that song. And what a fantastic video. You guys made that, about 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's probably been that long so far. Time goes way too fast.
Yes,
but,
it
was a fun video to make. It's time to make another one.
Well, that's a great video, and you got great music. We wanted to have you come on this morning and tell us a little bit about Megan Slankard and how long you've been in the music business and where your head is. So first of all, where are you located? Are you in California?
I am. I'm in San Francisco, kind of the heart of San Francisco. I've lived here for about 4 years. I've always been based out of the Northern California area. But, moved here about 4 years ago, and I just absolutely love it. The city's just so great. I mean, it's a little cold, but...
Say hello, by the way, to my sidekick, A.A. Ron, in case I lose my connection here. He may be carrying on the interview, but say hello to Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Hi,
nice
good.
To meet you.
Going? Yeah, nice to meet you also.
Thanks
yeah,
for having
know,
me, guys. I'm really
well, thank
excited.
You. We're actually doing something different on location at a foodie party that's going on in Annapolis, Maryland, and we're having some little technical difficulties. So if I say goodbye, Aaron will take over from there. But so you're up in San Francisco, and you've been in the music business for how long now?
Oh, ever since I was a kid. I mean, my first paid gig was when I was 15 years old. It was at a little bar in Tracy, California. I don't know why my parents let me play in a bar, but they did. They were there. Well, I used to play at this bar called the Great Plate in Tracy, California, every Wednesday. It was every other Wednesday, but I got a lot of jobs. I think I paid a lot of dues, and it was really fun. It was my influenced by the Beatles. When I first grew up, I wanted to be a veterinarian, and then I fell in love with the Beatles, and it was over from there.
You went from
no
veterinarian to the Beatles. Now, that's a jump.
To respectable job to having probably financial problems for the rest of my life. But at least I'm happy and my heart is being, you know, fed with me being able to create my art, and that's more important to me than.
Well, it's really great stuff. Now you've got a CD that's out. It's a previous CD. Are you working on a new one now also?
Yeah, actually, my main focus these days is a project called The Novelist. It's a four singer-songwriter group that got together. It's just really hard to tour by yourself. It's expensive to bring a band. What I do is the four of us just go out together as a band, and we go and play. All share the costs and expenses and everything, and we get on stage and we play each other's songs. Now we've started writing songs together, and since we're called The Novelists, we have a book club, which is our fan club. It's a music subscription service, and since January, we've been writing and releasing two brand new songs every month. So we release these songs to our book club, and it's We should have said one song. We should have under-promised and over-delivered because this two-song thing is killing us. However, it's really the challenge is great, and it's really fun, and we've been getting our two songs out. They're fully produced. I mean, anywhere from, like, folk acoustic songs. Everything is just tons of harmonies because that's what we do. But anywhere from folk acoustic songs to, you know, dance, boots and cats kind of songs to a song with piano and, like, a huge 60-piece string arrangement. And we try to change it up.
Now, if anybody want to find out more about you, they can go to your website, meganswankard.com, and they can also buy your music there at your website.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Well, speaking of your music, let's play another one of your songs, because that's what you're here for, and that's what our people want to hear is the artist. And I'm going to play the next song, which is called Fair Enough and Farewell. Is there a background story about that song?
That song is from my newest record, A Token of the Wreckage, and the whole entire album kind of has a theme. I didn't know this until my bass player, Jeff, pointed it out to me. He's like, you got a theme going here, Megan. The whole album is about, I think, growing up, reluctantly, but growing up.
All right, let's play It's Fair Enough and Farewell, and we'll be back to talk to Megan a little bit more about where she's headed and the things she's doing, and this is a foodie show. We have to talk about food. So be thinking about some of your favorite foods, Megan, while you're out in the bars and playing the book clubs and doing that. Let us know what does an artist like to eat. We'll be right back here after the song.
that was Megan Slankard and her song Fair Enough and Farewell. And we are back with Megan. And if everything's working right, Megan, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And Aaron, you're still there with me, right?
Negative.
Negative. Negatory. So, what, Megan, tell us, what does a starving artist eat while they're on the road?
Oh, man. Well, it's funny because I'm a vegetarian, and when I first started touring, I really just didn't know how to do it very well.
Right.
So there was a lot of, like, what does a vegetarian eat on the road through the Midwest, you know? when vegetarianism is kind of a cultural thing, and in San Francisco, there's no problem here. I mean, like,
yeah, I was going to say, you're in the proper place for a vegetarian now in San Francisco.
Exactly.
Not in the Midwest, because that's all nothing but cows, burgers, and pigs, I think, right?
Yeah. So it just because the culture, I mean, there's a lot of great barbecue out there, and it's kind of funny for a vegetarian. But I've learned that the grocery store is my best friend, and you can find a lot of amazing things anywhere. I'm really good at inventing, I mean, if I may say so myself, normal people might think it's disgusting, but inventing really fun, easy things to eat in the car. So one of our favorite things is cold road tacos, which is when you get all the ingredients for tacos, but you don't heat any of it up or cook any of it. Obviously, you would do it if you had meat, but I'm a vegetarian, so I don't care. So you just
right.
get a jar of cold salsa and a jar of cold beans. It's really gross sounding, but it's actually pretty good. You know, cold road tacos. Who would have thought? It's like, cucumber salad on a tortilla. But peanut butter and jelly sandwiches is pretty much a staple. I'm not going to say that I like it anymore because I've probably ingested more than, I would say up to 1,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the last,
Well, I hate to tell you, you would probably go hungry if you're hanging out with Aaron and I, because you're talking to two big-time meat eaters, those people that you folks in San Francisco think we're evil and have horns coming out of our heads. But,
do you know where the word vegetarian came from?
Where'd it come from?
No, bring it on.
It's actually the politically correct form of saying bad hunter.
Shoot. Okay. Megan, we're gonna play another one of your songs. Now this one I had to admit something here. It's called Our Little Secret. And I've listened to the song a couple of times. And
you're not sure what the secret is.
Yeah, I'm afraid my mind is wandering places it probably shouldn't. But what is the secret? Are you allowed to tell?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of had fun. I like to write about challenging things that are challenging to myself. Keep it interesting. So I'll pick a subject and then I'll try to write a song about it.
Right.
It's kind of I'm not intentionally a square, but my songs usually aren't. You probably wouldn't raise your eyebrows to the little secret. But you could if you want to make the song about anything you want. You can do that. I have no qualms about that. They're modifiable. They're adaptable. But, so the song is actually about angels or aliens or something like that, outer space beings or, it sounds super crazy. It's not
really?
Hippie.
Now, see, I would have never picked up on it.
I know.
You don't even want to know what I was thinking. And Aaron, when you listen to the words of this song, you tell me when we come back where your mind wanders, and I'll play this song, Our Little Secret, and we'll chat back with Megan here for a few more minutes. Everybody, hang tight. This is Megan Slankard, and the song is called Our Little Secret.
Have you ever seen the world? You have to kneel down cause it's so small. Honestly, sometimes it don't shine bright enough to see it all. If you follow my finger down to have a straight line to trace, see a tiny ball that's hung with string that dangles.
And that was Megan Slanker's little secret in Harry.
Ha ha. I get it. I get what
you
were thinking.
You get it now?
I do.
Hey, listen. Had you not mentioned Angels, I couldn't get Sailing Away out of my head during that entire song. I just kept singing the lyrics to Sailing Away. Because you mentioned aliens and angels and that song from Styx, Sailing Away. It's all about
I'm sailing away.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Well, so the song is actually about people looking at the world, the earth, and doing mischievous things to it while nobody's looking. They're like playing around with it like it's a ball and like kicking it through outer space and like making it snow in places that it just doesn't snow.
I like my interpretation better.
Props. I can see how you took it the other way around. I was like dying. I was laughing so hard when I was.
Well, even the part where you're going, I just.
You got dirty mind.
What did she do? How did she do it?
She went,
Okay. That's what I thought.
You're hired.
I just wanted to hear that twice.
This is actually an audition. This whole radio show was actually an audition for you to be in my band.
Sorry, sign me up. Anyway, thank you for joining us this morning and being such a good sport. It's great music.
Oh, my
gosh.
Thanks
everybody
for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And everybody check out Megan's website, which is meganslanker.com. You can find out more about her music and what she's up to. And, Megan, go enjoy some vegetarian meal. We're going to eat lots of crabs and pork and all kinds of stuff where I'm at.
I'm going to go have some kale. Just kidding.
Oh, God. I made kale chips last week for the first time, and I wanted to kill myself.
You what?
They're good. What are you talking about?
I made kale chips. Oh, I made kale chips for the first time, and I thought it was the most terrible thing I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Oh my God.
It was so bad.
Oh,
I'm so mad.
Well, next time you come to San Francisco, I'll make you one of my weird vegetarian cold road tacos. And
what's crazy is I don't even mind like vegetarian stuff because I really like veggies, but kale chips are bad.
All right, Megan. Enjoy yourself. Keep us posted when you bring out some more music stuff. We'll have you back on, and we'll try not to make too much fun of your music next time.
Hey, anytime.
All right, take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, everybody check out her website, meganslanker.com, and you can find out more about her music. And I'm having some audio problems here again, but we're almost out of time. We've got about 8 minutes. Did you anything else you wanted to add along? Hey, wait a minute. We got somebody calling in. I don't know who's calling in. Hold on a second. Before we go, let's go ahead and check that. I don't know if they're calling in. Something to say or if they're just listening in. Hello, this is Brilliant Ideas. Who's calling?
Your favorite in New Jersey.
Oh, this is Liz. Liz,
hey.
Liz, welcome to the show. Hey, what a way to end the
what
show.
What up, Liz?
What up? And all I got to say to Aaron is I'm with you with the kale chips. They're horrible.
Horrible.
Did you like that song?
I won. Oh, it was so bad.
Liz,
as you can tell, I'm on the road. The squads are passing. There's a lot of interference going on right now.
Well, by the way, your cousin is supposed to be here at the party we're at here in Annapolis, but she's been stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike for quite a while, like 5 or 6 hours. So if you're on the Turnpike, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, there was a bad truck fire that was reported this morning, and I think they had it shut down for a while.
Well, she's been mixed up in it. Well, I'm glad you could call. Thank you for calling in on our 2-year anniversary.
Well, I called in to speak to the Wine Czar. I mean,
do you want to
speak
to him?
Where is he?
I don't know. Oh, he just left. He heard you were on the phone, and he's walked out the door.
He's the one who said and call and ask for him and not talk to you.
Well, unfortunately, the Wine Czar just walked out the door, so you're not going to be able to talk
to
him.
He's literally that's just because the Czar is trying to take over the show.
That's funny. Well, I just wanted to call and wish you happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, Liz. Take care. We appreciate all your support. And I'm not going to say anything about what you called me on Facebook the other day. We'll just let that one go.
No, I think you have to bleep that one out.
But yeah, I think everybody who's friends with you already knows.
All right, and this is where I mute your phone. Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
And we're just about out of time, and I was saying before we got interrupted so kindly by Liz, did you have anything else you wanted to add there, Aaron, before we call it a day?
No, I think I've pretty much covered everything that I needed to cover. I think Baxter and I are going to be looking to try to see when we can do another barbecue competition. We've got some more good news coming soon that we'll be able to talk about after Tuesday.
Good.
That I think we have another, you know, some good opportunities that are coming up, which, you know, it's always nice. But I'm really looking forward to when we finally get our show together and get the video series put together. I'm still trying to work out some details, and I know you are as well. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I think it's going to be a blast. I think it'll be something that. If we're able to do right, we'll be able to have the Food Friends cameos and different things throughout the time that we're doing it. I think it'll be a lot of fun to be able to involve a bunch of people in something that'll be a really good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. For those who may not know what we're talking about, we're working on our video series of what's in the cupboard, and we're trying to get everything lined up for filming and all, and once that's all lined up, stay tuned. Coming to a theater near you, there'll be the Aaron and Grillion show on What's in the Cupboard. But everybody, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. Thank you to our host, Donna Wild, and we appreciate her allowing us to be here at her home for the big shindig they got going on here. And if you can hear all the noise in the background, guess where I'm going, Aaron? I'm going to go party.
I know, you're heading to the kitchen for the party. That's what,
yes,
you know,
that's where I'm headed.
Every event that we have, the party happens around the kitchen island. That's where the party actually happens.
In fact, that's where everybody's sitting right now. There's like 12 people around the kitchen island right now.
That's because that's where the party's at. That's where everything's happening. That's where everything, snacks, food, conversation, the best conversation happens around the kitchen island.
Well, that's what they're all doing. I'm going to go join the fun. Everyone, thank you again for joining us. We'll see you next week with more great guests, great foodies, discussions and what have you. Everyone have a nice weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Some take love for granted, treat diamonds like drops of rain. Take the blessings they've been handed, in a moment throw it all away. But girl, your heart is safe, 'cause I'm your forever man. Rock where you can stand, in a world of shifting sands, I will be here. Sure as the morning sun, I'm gonna prove my love over and over again. 'Cause I'm your forever man. Hopeless headlines in the paper, it's a different heartache every day. Seems there's not much you can count on, but count on things to change. But one thing still the same, I'm your forever man. A rock where you can stand, in a world of shifting sand, I'm gonna prove my
three diamonds like drops of rain.